Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 52. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for showers, lows dip down to about 40. Slight chance of rain showers tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 50, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Department of Education says they're asking the federal education officials for help in aligning state and federal school accountability systems into a single model that is focused on student achievement and school improvement. KSNT News reports that according to the KSDE, they did submit the waiver request to the U.S. Department of Education as of yesterday evening, saying that right now schools and districts in Kansas operate under two different systems, with the Kansas Education System Accreditation Framework and the federal Every Student Success Act identification process. They say both systems attempt to improve student outcomes, but having to use two systems create administrative burdens as well as the confusion for districts across the state, making it complicated to see the success of students. In other news, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says that she is launching a statewide tour on her thoughts about the economy, the current government shutdown, a controversial lawsuit over SNAP benefits, and more for the state of Kansas. Good American Network News.
This October at Midwest Kia, the deals are scary good. Bring your trade and get an extra $1,000 trade assist on every model. Watch out for the Reaper. He's slashing prices on all remaining 2025 models. Save thousands off the sticker and drive away with special financing as low as 0% APR. And if you're looking for a spine-tingling lease deal, every K4 EX in stock is just $249 a month. Don't forget to bring the kids down Monday, October 27th for our yearly Trunk or Treat Extravaganza. Midwest Kia, right on the corner of Kellogg and Tyler, or shop online anytime at MidwestKia.com. But hurry, these hauntingly good offers vanish at the stroke of midnight, October 31st. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
0% APR up to 48 months on new cars only. $28.83 per month for $1,000 finance. Subject to credit approval. K4 EX lease on 24 months with 10,000 miles per year and $3,499 due at signing plus tax and fees. See dealer for details. Offer expires 10/31/2025.
It's the final week for the month of November, and if the government at the federal level refuses to open back up by this next weekend in the beginning of November, many individuals across the state of Kansas could be struggling to get their food, as more than 188,000 Kansans could be losing their supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits, also known as SNAP, with many food banks around the state of Kansas say they're preparing for the major increase in demand from individuals looking for help.
It's going to be really detrimental to families and individuals who do receive those SNAP benefits. It's going to affect pantries, not just food, but other pantries all across the nation. With this, we're going to see an uptake in individuals who are in need of those services, so we'll have more people coming in. We'll probably also need more individuals for volunteering. We will continue to fight together to be able to make sure that everyone has a meal on their table.
That audio from KSNT News. The food banks also say they're preparing for the holiday season as well for those families in need.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325 2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, entrepreneurs and business creators came together throughout the week last week in Kearney, Nebraska, at the Historic World Theater for the annual Big Idea Buffalo County Pitch Competition, with local entrepreneurs sharing ideas for best business concepts in front of a panel of judges and a live audience.
First time we've done this event this way, countywide. Decided to expand it throughout the county because we know there's lots of people with awesome ideas in small towns that want to come and tell us about their idea as well. And we know that it takes an army of people to start a business and not just cash. So we have lawyers, marketers, business coaches helping these people out with their services as they launch their business.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where each contestant had 3 minutes to pitch their ideas, followed by a brief Q&A with the judges, with the audience being able to watch the idea pitches as well. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Supreme Court has reappointed 28 chief judges for terms that begin in January, continuing through 2027. They include Chief Judge John Weingart in the 22nd Judicial District, which includes Marshall, Nemahal, Brown, and Donovan counties. He served as a district judge since 2000 and chief judge since January 2023. Also, Chief Judge Kim Cudney was reappointed in the 12th Judicial District, which includes Washington, Republic, as well as Cloud, Jewell, Lincoln, and Mitchell counties. She has served as a district judge and chief judge since 2006. Marshall County Commissioners held quarterly meetings with department heads at their last meeting. Discussion included employee concerns with Freedom Claims, the county health insurance provider. Marshall County Health Department continues to offer flu and COVID vaccines. Another round of outreach clinics are planned November 3rd in Frankfort and Vermilion, November 4th in Waterville and Blue Rapids, November 5th in Axtell and Summerfield, and November 10th in Beatty and Bremen. Review of property for tax valuation continues. Several changes may be forthcoming. Tax statements will be mailed mid-November. Commissioners are taking bids on a 50 by 100-foot building to be constructed west of Marysville at the Annex to be used by emergency management and the health department for storage. The sheriff's office is working on accreditation. Part of that criteria is evidence for storage can only be accessed by law enforcement. Thus, the existing building will be used solely for that purpose. Washington and Nemahal County Commissioners' meetings last week were mostly routine business. Washington Public Library will host a historic presentation with Susan Kiesecker of the Washington County Historical Society. Wednesday, 11 a.m., she'll uncover stories of murders in Washington County, including crimes involving poison, a shotgun, strap razor, and an axe. Public is welcome to attend Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Public Library. USD 380 will be closed Thursday and Friday with no classes as the Frankfort and Centralia volleyball teams are at Dodge City for state tournament action. Wednesday will be a full day of classes. No school Friday at Valley Heights as the Lady Mustangs are at Dodge City for state volleyball. Elementary costume parades will be Thursday at 1 in downtown Waterville and at 2:15 on the square in Blue Rapids. A district-wide pep rally for the teams is planned Thursday evening at 8:30 at the Valley Heights Gym. All of the community invited and encouraged to attend. USD 223, Hanover and Lynn will not have school Friday with teams advancing to state volleyball at Emporia. Hanover will host a trunk or treat Thursday evening before the football game south of the ball field from 4 to 5:30. Also no school Friday for Axtell with the Lady Eagles in state volleyball at Emporia. Your news on your time. A podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our social media. Philip S. Phil Holly, age 62, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with a rosary Thursday evening at 7, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Phil Holly. Neil E. Richter, age 90, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., at the Zion Fancy Creek Church south of Barnes. Burial of the church cemetery. Christy Anders' funeral home, Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Neil Richter. Larry A. Crocht, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Celebration of life service is planned November 15th at the Marysville American Legion, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Larry Crocht. Margaret L. Lang, age 99, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service November 29th at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Margaret Lang. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna patty, cornbread, beans, broccoli, and apricots. Tomorrow, ham salad sandwich, vegetable soup, celery with carrots, strawberries and bananas, and a cookie. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rise and shine, ghouls and goblins. It's frightfully delicious at Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday, 5:30 to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 to noon. Start your day the sweet way and maybe a little spooky with fresh, made daily donuts, pastries, and perfectly brewed coffee. Treat yourself, no tricks, at Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the delicious difference.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers are likely today, mostly cloudy and breezy, with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Some rain showers are possible overnight tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. North winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 50. Mostly cloudy skies as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the lower 50s. North winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Then staying partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Staying sunny as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And staying partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Warmer throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late October 63, record high on this date 86. The average low 37, the record low 21. Sunrise this morning 7:52, sunset this evening at 6:30. 52 degrees, cloudy, overcast, and light scattered showers. Shower activity encompassing the southeast corner of Nebraska, from central Kansas, moving through into northeast Kansas as well. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 28th of October. It's First Responders Day. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday. Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
Downsizing on your mind, but you don't know which direction to go? The Waterville Housing Authority is here to steer you in the right direction. With clean apartments, reduced cost of living, and great neighbors, you wouldn't want to move anywhere else. With one or two bedroom options available immediately for tenants of any age, call 785-363-2239 or check out the Waterville Housing Authority Facebook page for applications and more.
They played a doubleheader but get credit for only one win. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Game 3 of the World Series, an 18-inning marathon last night, ending just before midnight. In L.A., it was approaching 3 a.m. on the East Coast when Freddie Freeman led off the bottom of the 18th.
Swing and a high fly ball, center field. Varsho back near the wall, at the track, gone! Freddie Freeman! A home run to center field. Freeman walks it off in the 18th.
Boog Chombi on ESPN Radio as the Dodgers win 6-5 and take a 2-1 series lead. Freeman drives in two of the six runs. Shohei Ohtani drives in three. He goes 4-for-4 with four extra base hits and five walks. Four of them intentional after the seventh inning, which is where he tied the game at five with his second homer of the night. Dodgers lead in the series is 2-1, game four tonight. Monday Night Football, Chiefs break open a game that was tied at the half. They scored 21 unanswered in the second half. Kansas City, a 28-7 win over Washington to wrap up Week 8. Travis Kelce, a touchdown catch to tie Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in team history.
In terms of, like, the historical stuff, man, I'm still looking at the next game and looking at the next catch and trying to get better every single day. So I think I'll look back at it and appreciate it. You never know.
Chiefs get the win. They're 5-3, winning five of the last six after losing their first two games of the season. Commanders are 3-5. The five losses matching their total from last season. NBA Spurs and Thunder go to 4-0 on the season. San Antonio gets 24 points, 15 rebounds from Victor Wembanyama in their win. Thunder, a 101-94 victory over Dallas. Cooper Flagg held to 2 points in the loss. Sixers have their first 3-0 start since 2019. They get 43 from Tyrese Maxey and beat Orlando, 136-124. Bulls are 3-0. They beat Atlanta by 5. Celtics get their first win. It's a 32-point rout of the Pelicans.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
It's Macy's Friends and Family. The best time to kickstart your holiday shopping with big savings on our best brands. Like DKNY, Hugo Boss, Karl Lagerfeld Paris, and more at 30% off. Plus, take 15% off Valentino, Gucci, and more top beauty brands. Or Star Rewards members can earn $20 in Star Money for every $100 spent on eligible brands. Going on now, only at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Improve Marshall County's economy by voting yes on November 4th for the 30% food requirement, a common-sense approach bringing more small business opportunities in Marshall County. By voting yes, you're supporting business growth and more tax dollars staying in your community. Remember to vote yes on November 4th on Marshall County's 30% food requirement, paid for by Wayne Cook, Sarge's Sports Bar.
Hi, this is Lisa Duryea, Life Care Center of Seneca. We hear, what's the big deal? And all nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as briefs, tissues, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care, it's included in the room rate. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, stock futures were in neutral overnight after Monday's regular session propelled the major indexes to new highs. The Dow Jones surged 338 points to finish at 47,544. The S&P closed up 1.25%. The Nasdaq soared more than 1.8%. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi have signed an agreement focused on rare earth minerals, which are critical for some electronics. About 90% of that material currently comes from China. Workers in the massive distribution centers should be safe, but front office employees at Amazon need to watch their email. The online retailer confirms that it plans to cut 14,000 corporate positions. Google may have found a way to feed some of its power-gobbling data centers. The company is working with utility giant NextEra Energy to restart the Duane Arnold nuclear power plant in Iowa, which closed in 2020. It could begin operating in early 2029. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville offers catering. With barbecue or any other menu options available, call for a quote today for your next event. Easy and delicious with Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. We are entering day number 28 of the federal government shutdown, and that means that the ranchers and farmers of Kansas continue to not get updates from the USDA. However, there are still experts from around the state. However, there are still experts from the Central Plains. Elliot Dennis, University of Nebraska at Lincoln Livestock Economist, talks about some of the information that has been missing from the USDA reports over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, this is kind of really the one that has really hit us this week was the CFTC Commitment of Traders report. This is kind of shows where everyone's positions is, long, shorts, managed money. And they were managed money was sitting in a particular position that when these kind of down change started happening, kind of through the chatter that they were kind of liquidating their positions. We don't know that for sure because we don't have those commitment of traders report. So I think some of that information that we use to kind of understand kind of where movements are coming, where is money flow happening, we're just kind of blind right now. And so I think that is one example of kind of the impacts of a report that we're unable to replicate. And so a lot of it's just kind of through informal conversations, but nothing that's really, I guess, permanent from the government. And that's why I think even though we might realize that we can do a lot of things potentially without the government, but there's a lot of things that the government provides as like a public service that really help the economy run and move and really markets to have transparency.
That's not the only big piece of news in the cattle markets.
Really kind of big thing that came out towards the end of the week was these settlements. Over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, we've heard the smaller groups of producers start to litigate against some of the major packers. All of the major packers have some sort of lawsuit against them, basically accusing them of conspiring to inflate beef prices during COVID-19 and a little bit earlier than that.
No one is all in all season for their farmers like your local Channel Seed Pro with Midwest Seed Farms. You can expect personalized agronomic insights and support to help maximize your farm's performance and profitability. See how the Channel Seed Pros provide that next level of experience by contacting Ashton or Ben with Midwest Seed Farms at 785-348-3125.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. An aspect of the intentionally defective grantor trust has recently changed due to the Internal Revenue Service. K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen breaks down what this trust is.
Well, it's one form of an irrevocable trust that we use as an estate planning tool to try to keep assets out of a decedent's estate at death. Also, simultaneously, if we're working on a transition of a farm or a ranch to the next generation, help that appreciation and value of those trust assets in the hands of those subsequent generations, in the hands of the beneficiaries. So we're trying to do two things with it.
He explains details of the trust and why it is sometimes used in estate planning.
Let me just explain what the reason for that ruling is. We use an IGET. It's called an intentionally defective grantor trust. Now, some might say, well, why would I want a defective trust? Well, it's effective for federal estate and gift tax purposes, meaning it's an irrevocable transfer of the assets, primarily the farm and ranch land, but it could be all the farm assets, into the trust. So it's irrevocable. And normally, under the rules, once we transfer that property away, we offset the value of that with exclusion because that's a taxable gift away from us, and we keep it out of the estate at death. Now, the idea is that's appreciating property that's going into the trust, and so that future appreciation is not going to be subject to estate tax in the grantor's estate at the time of death. But the trust is defective for income tax purposes.
McOwen discusses the change and if producers need to make adjustments with their trusts.
This is an IRS administrative ruling. It's a chief counsel advice. This is not a federal court saying this. This is not the tax court saying this. But what it does is it gives us a window where we can look to see inside the IRS what their position is on this issue. And they're just kind of shooting up a warning flare saying, no, we think this triggers gift tax. And you better plan accordingly for this. So you might have to modify existing intentionally defective grantor trusts that have agricultural real estate in it and change the tax reimbursement clause in a manner that won't cause the IRS grief in accordance with their new position. I'm not sure you can do that. I don't know if you can turn off grantor trust status or not. Maybe you can, maybe you're not. Maybe you can't.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen explaining what has shifted for those using the intentionally defective grantor trust. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Renaissance Painters not only left us beautiful artwork, but valuable scientific evidence as well. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations.
the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 28th. It is the 301st day of the year, and software mogul Bill Gates celebrates his 70th birthday. If you were to travel back in time several hundred years, you would find that fruits and vegetables of the day were a lot different than modern varieties. How do we know? There are no photographic records, of course, and specimens have long since decayed to dust. The answer lies at your local art museum. Food historians find clues by studying art from the Renaissance. Cantaloupes, for example, once had deep sutures in the shell, and watermelon had pale pink pigmentation. Other evidence is provided by relative sizes and shapes. Whether flavor and texture have improved over the centuries, though, we may never know. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Temperature may be reluctant to change much, if at all, the next day or two. We're at 52 degrees this hour. Cloudy, overcast, light scattered showers will likely continue through the early morning hours. Activity extending through southeast Nebraska and north-central northeast Kansas.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Jayhawk football is trying to rebound after their major loss against the Kansas State Wildcats in the Sunflower Showdown over the weekend. As head coach Lance Leipold says that both as a fan and as a coach of the Jayhawks, that he's pretty frustrated with how the team played over the weekend.
To play better than that, I'm embarrassed. You know, if you're saying the win streak, I'm frustrated that we've lost five, because those are the five that I've been here. So I can't control the past. I can work on the future, so all of that. But if I was a fan, I'd be frustrated as well.
That audio from WIBW News. Some individuals say they are looking at Coach Leipold's contract, as it is set to run through 2029, with his base salary of $6.65 million, with an increase each and every year, with a near $27.8 million buyout going through December 1st. The head coach says he is looking forward to staying with the Jayhawks as long as he can. Mid-America Network Sports.
Regional cross-country meets were held Saturday. Connor Lee of Marysville finished 19th in Class 3A regionals at Leonardville. Valley Heights in Class 2A at Marion. In the girls' division, Emma Waters finished 9th and Lindsey Gray 15th. In the boys' division, Langston Gray was runner-up, Caleb Zimmerman 3rd. Tyler Holmes finished 5th, and Atticus Jensen of Washington County finished 11th place to qualify for state. At Central High School, Class 1A regionals at Richmond. In the girls' division, Cameron O'Dell of Hanover finished 11th. In the boys' division, Titus Cobb of Blue Valley was runner-up. Parker Montgomery finished 14th. Axtell boys make state as a team, taking 4th place in the regionals. Henry Stahlbaumer finished 10th. Also on the team, Bill Lieberger, Ethan Runnabaugh, Matt Miller, and Kayshen Kohaki. Centralia boys and girls teams play 2nd. They made state. In the girls division, Kaya Franklin finished 6th. Kaylee Olberding 10th. Cambry Rempe finished 15th. Cora Thompson 16th. Riley Brockstrom 18th. And Malia Talley finished 20th, along with Tinley Heideman. In the boys division, Chris Fulkerson finished 6th. Gavin Fulkerson 7th. Caden Franklin was 19th, with other team members Trace Haug, Torrent Engelken, and Jace Schmitz. An incredible 6 Twin Valley League volleyball teams head to state tournament action this week. 1A Division 2 at Emporia has Lynn 3rd seed, Hanover number 5, and Axtell the number 8 seed. Pool play opens Friday 10 a.m. as Hanover and Axtell are in Pool A, with top seed Meritazine Valley and 4th seed Victoria. KNDY will air the Hanover and Axtell matches Friday live on FM 95.5. Lynn is in Pool B at Emporia, also taking the court beginning at 10 a.m. with 2nd seed Ingalls, 6th seed Dighton, and 7th seed Buckland. 1A Division 1 in Dodge City has Centralia the 4 seed and Frankfort number 8. They begin pool play Thursday, 10 a.m. with top seed Little River and 5th seed Gossel. KNDY will air the Frankfurt matches Thursday live on FM 95.5. 1A pool play winners advance to Saturday semifinals at 9 with consolation and championships to follow. Then Friday in Class 2A, Valley Heights Lady Mustangs are the 6th seed and square off with 2nd seed Jeff County North, 3rd seed Oakley, and 7th seed Conway Springs. Pool play beginning at 10 a.m. Friday. KNDY will air the Valley Heights matches live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Pool play winners in 2A advance to Saturday semifinals at 1 with a consolation and championship to follow. Football Week 9 pairing set. 8-man Division 2 has Frankfort at Thunder Ridge, Axtell hosting St. John's Tipton, Hanover host to Osborne, Lynn is home to Wakefield. 8-man Division 1 has Washington County at El Saline, while in 1A Centralia hosts Onega and Valley Heights is at TMP and Hayes. Games Thursday or Friday nights respectively, with winners advancing to regionals. 3A Marysville plays host to Nickerson. That game Friday at 6 will be live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.
KNDY.